Oh, that's right. We're right here this afternoon. And I tell you what, if you are looking for a career, if you're looking to improve your economic situation, we're going to be talking to the man that can actually tell you how to find a good career for yourself, Keenan Talent. He is with the HVAC program. He's the interim program director, instructor at the HVAC technology program out there at Piedmont Technical College. And Keenan, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Anne. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here. You know, I've known you for a long time as a regular winner on WCRS's Friday Afternoon Giveaway Friday show.
Yeah, I'm a loyal listener also.
A loyal listener. We like that right here. And we're going to be talking some about the program out there. You know, I am totally amazed. They are putting in a, what, 10,000 square foot facility out there at Piedmont Tech for HVAC.
Yes, ma'am. It is what's known as the old IDEM Guardian manufacturing building, and the college purchased it a few years back. And it's being repurposed and renovated to become the new HVAC Technology Training Center. There was an article in the Index Journal recently about it, and we really believe that when it's complete, it'll be the best facility in the state, and we'll be competitive on a national basis.
Why would the college make that investment?
Well, the field is ever growing, expanding. The technology is increasing at a very rapid pace, sometimes almost monthly, and the need is growing rapidly.
You know, one of the things you and I were discussing before we came on the air is how everything is related to heating and cooling.
I think most folks don't realize that how their lives are touched by heating, air conditioning, refrigeration. You get up in the morning, take a hot shower. Obviously, you have hot water. You reach in the refrigerator and you get something. Your house is comfortable because of heating and cooling. And then beyond
Or
that,
not.
Sure. Well, hopefully it is. It's hot
Exactly.
out there today. You go to a restaurant, you expect ice in your drink. You expect food that is refrigerated and kept safe. So it's a lot of it's the safety of the country also. You think about a hospital. You think about the needs they have there for air conditioning and ice. And also on the surgery side, the environment's got to be kept in very fine parameters. You think about surgeries and blood and plasma and reproductive type services. All those things have to be frozen and preserved. Modern surgery is possible through HVAC technology. You think about the space exploration. In order to get into space, you have to liquefy oxygen. Without refrigeration, that would be impossible. So after the energy industry, this industry is a baseline economy. You think about you going to a supermarket and all of the frozen food cases when you go to get your food, or all the refrigerated cases for your produce. So it touches every part of our lives on a daily basis. It makes life better for us.
Absolutely. And of course, then, you know, not that we really want to get into it, but there's a lot of government regulations that are changing the way things have to be energy efficient and everything.
Yes, ma'am. There is really a hard press on energy efficient equipment. We just recently went to what's known as a 14 SEER standard, but equipment is increasingly getting more energy efficient. The controls are becoming more complex, and the idea is to, you know, to squeeze more performance out of less electricity and be more efficient. So we address those issues also in the program, and I talk about different strategies to accomplish, you know, higher energy efficient systems. And we're going to have some very nice equipment in the new lab that will be on the higher end of efficiencies.
Well, not only that, you know, you think about well, we used to think about the automotive guy who was what they called a grease monkey, right? And they got all dirty and everything. And now everything with cars is all with computers. I expect that there's a lot of the similarity even working in HVAC.
There is. We've gone much more. Our control boards and circuit boards and control systems are much more integrated into IT systems. I think a lot of folks out there may have a thermostat in their home that they can control with their smartphone. People have, I think, a much greater awareness of their energy costs, and so the integration of technology to keep your power bill down, to control your environment, is, you know, is becoming pretty mainstream and pretty common.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Kenny, you were born, what, in Franklin, North Carolina?
I am from Franklin, North Carolina, and I still maintain a home up there and try to get up there as often as I can. But most of the time, I'm right here in Greenwood working and working with the college and working for myself. And, you know, heavily engaged with the program. We're trying to take the program to what we think hopefully will be a national level of prominence.
That's pretty exciting. But
yes, ma'am.
How did you get involved in HVAC? What piqued you to go in that direction?
Well, I lived on the Air Force Base down in Charleston as a kid, and our air conditioning went out, and Charleston is extremely humid and hot in the summertime, and they sent out one guy by himself. He was an older gentleman to change the compressor in the unit on our home there, and he looked like he was really struggling. And I was kind of a strapping teenager, and he told me if I would help him, he would pay me. And so I helped him, you know, lift the compressor into the unit and assisted him with the process. And we got our air back up, and he handed me a $10 bill. And, you know, 35 years ago, that was pretty good. And from that point forward, I continued to be able to work in the field from a very young age and continue to educate myself. Our high school had a HVAC program. I did that, and then I went through HVAC program at Trident Technical College in North Charleston, and then just continued to work in the field and continue to educate myself as time went on.
Well, you were in the Army, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I was in the South Carolina National Guard, and I did about just shy of 6 years active duty. That's correct.
So what did you do when you were in the service?
Well, I was originally enlisted, and then I went through officer candidate school and became an engineer officer. And I spent some time out in Missouri, a total of about a year and a half, going through engineering school there. And then I had the opportunity to command five different units here in the state of South Carolina. And then I had a chance to be a field commander in Iraq in 2004. I got a chance to see a lot of the world, and I enjoyed every bit of it. And I can tell you that there really ain't any place any finer than right here where we're at.
Well, that is one of those things that you can really appreciate home, can't you? Wherever
Absolutely.
Home is. Well, we really appreciate your service to our country. I'm telling you what, I understand you were in Fallujah during the Battle of Fallujah.
We did convoy support in support of the operations in Fallujah. That's correct.
So that was. Quite a battle over there. So, and I understand you got hurt too.
I did.
And you spent some time having to rehab on that. Well, we appreciate your service, and you know, without the fine men and women of the National Guard and the enlisted services, where would we be today?
We're very fortunate.
We are very fortunate. So, did you do any HVAC work when you were in the service? That's kind of where I was going with this.
Well, the engineering part of the Army has a lot of different disciplines. People don't realize that the Army Corps of Engineers maintains, you know, our dams and a lot of our country's infrastructure. The units that are right here in South Carolina are combat engineers, and they are into what we call horizontal construction, the building of roads, airfields, helipads, drainage projects. And originally I was in Saluda as a second lieutenant, and we did a lot of infrastructure projects and a lot we call horizontal projects. So I had a chance to do that, would come under civil engineering, and then I had an opportunity to manage facilities in the Army, where I was commander over a unit down in Columbia, where that unit was had carpenters and electricians and HVAC technicians and equipment operators, and we did a wide variety of work there. So I got exposed to the civil engineering side, the mechanical engineering side, and the electrical engineering side, and also the combat engineering side of it. So I was fortunate to get exposed over the course of about 15 years to really all four aspects of it.
Well, that certainly gave you a good background, didn't it?
Absolutely.
You are so right. Hey, I tell you what, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. I am here with Keenan Talent. He is the interim program director out there on the HVAC program.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. I'm here in my studio in the back of Sharp Facets Gallery. You got to admit, Keena, it's a very interesting studio back here, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's interesting. A lot of nostalgic stuff back here.
There is. Yeah, you're right. But anyways, we are talking with Keenan Talent. He is the interim program director. He's an instructor out there at the HVAC Technology Program. And I tell you what, they want to be a state-of-the-art program, not only here in the state of South Carolina, but in the nation. That's a lofty goal there, Keenan.
Well, you got to set your goals high if you want to do well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I am curious, how did you get to into Greenwood as far as teaching at Piedmont Tech? How do we connect the dots?
Well, I came to the Greenwood area in the late 80s, and I was working with, I worked for Benjamin's here for a while, and then I took a job with the Public Housing Authority here, worked for John Lamb over there at Greenwood Housing Authority as the maintenance supervisor. And a job came available in 1993 over at Tech to teach HVAC. Well, at that time, I had started out in 1977 and doing service work as a very young teenager and felt like I was extremely sharp, had the education. I went and applied for the job. And what I was told at the time was that the degree that I had earned from Trident Technical College from 82 to 84 was on the quarter hour system, and they didn't recognize it, even though it was within the state of South Carolina. So I decided to remedy that, and I came back and got a second associate degree through Piedmont Technical College and checked that block, and then even went further and completed my bachelor's degree through Limestone. So then when the opportunity came around again, I applied, and it worked out, and I've been there since 1999, and I've really enjoyed it.
What have you seen as far as you're talking about being there since 1999, and here we are in 2015, I might add, 2015. How have you seen the program change?
Well, we've definitely grown. When I came there, we had roughly about 25 students. We have had as many as 85, and we have fluctuated between about 50 and 70 over the course of the last couple of years. But what I've seen is the program really get really solid because of our alumni. We've had numerous students come through the program and have had tremendous success out in the Seven County region. In the Greenwood area, we have Eric Smith over at JAS Services, and there's just a variety of other contractors here in town that have come through the program that have done very well for themselves and also in industry. I've seen the program grow, I've seen the alumni base grow, and I've seen the interest in the program grow, and I've seen the opportunities have really exploded in this industry.
You know, industrial is becoming such a big part of our economy, isn't it? Whether you're talking HVAC or welding or what are some of the other fields that are out there at Piedmont Tech? They're huge.
Well, sure, we have in the industrial part, we have machine tool and welding and HVAC technology and building construction and automotive. There are a lot of opportunities out there, even beyond our program, for sure.
Yeah, so when you're looking for a career, I think Piedmont Technical College can get you out there and get you working.
I agree. We work with our students from the day they walk through the door. We get to know them, and we try to help them develop good habits and good disciplines. And, of course, we help them with job placement, and we follow up with our graduates for 5 years after they graduate. We want to see them progress in the field and continue to earn more money and, take on increasingly higher roles out, whether it be working in a plant locally or whether it be working for a contractor. We'd like to see our graduates move into the higher levels of things like service managers and technical representatives for different manufacturers. There's just a lot of different opportunities that we'd like to see our students develop and then give back to the college when they do do well.
But that, I guess that's what I'm saying, is that there are so many more opportunities than there were even 10 years ago.
Well, the population is expanding, and I think most folks have air conditioning in some form, and just the infrastructure. There's been a lot of commercial construction in the Greenwood area and in the Seven County area. Lawrence has really exploded being close to Greenville. So The commercial air conditioning and refrigeration has really expanded. And as there's more construction, obviously there's more need for our business.
Sure. Now, as far as a record on placement, if somebody goes into this career, because I know so many people, they look at a career and then they go, but I'll never get a job. What is the possibilities to get a job if you take HVAC and you do well?
Absolutely. Well, the statistics that were handed to me before I came on was that we had a 92% placement rate. I'm currently only aware of one of our graduates that's not working in this field over the course of the last 4 years, because I have to track them personally. We have
right.
a tracking mechanism for that. And he had moved to Georgia and taken a job on a farm and said he wanted to get back into HVAC, and he's supposed to be moving back in the area in December, and we're going to work with him. So we're usually at 100% or very close.
Now, as far as what type of money can we expect to make if we go into this field? You know, maybe I ought to consider it. Go ahead.
Well, it all depends on what area that you pursue. Mm-hmm. We have people that leave the program and they came to us. They didn't have any experience to start with, and they may start at an entry-level job. And those jobs could be in the $25,000 to $30,000 range. And then we have students that come to us that already have bachelor's degrees in other areas, or sometimes master's degrees. We've even had two PhDs in our program.
Wow.
They were more curious to learn. But, you know, the sky's the limit as far as the income potential. You could go work for a contractor and decide you want to form your own business. And then, obviously, as much vigor as you can put into it, there is no limit there. You could get into not just service work, but also sales or estimating. You may want to further your education and get into engineering. So I think we advertise between about $25,000 and $52,000 starting salary. And we have had people start, in some cases, higher than that. So it's good opportunity even at the starting wage for somebody, particularly coming out of high school, for somebody that may have years of experience already. We could probably find jobs for them in the 40 to 50 range when they leave the program.
Wow. You know, and how many semesters is it, or how long is it to get your HVAC degree?
If you do the degree program, if you take the full load, it's 5 semesters in the day and it's 6 at night. And, you know, some folks take a little longer to complete the degree. They may be working. And we do have a day program and an evening program. So, but if a person was to come in, they could get their degree in 2 years or less.
Wow.
And we do have 2 certificate programs also that are 1-year programs.
So the potential to be out there making money, you can turn this pretty quick.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that I think are important. Hey, if you've got a question, if you wonder, how about girls? Can girls do this job?
Absolutely. And we do have a young lady coming into the program this fall from the Newberry area. We've had 5 since I've been there. And they've done different things when I left the program. We've had one that actually went out and did service work. And then we've had the other 4 that have taken jobs that were related into the industry. And, you know, I sometimes point to one of our local service managers over at McCall's, Kenda Hames, and she's, you know, she's very engaged in the HVAC industry. She serves on our advisory board, and we think a lot of her. She went through Lander and got a business degree, but she's still engaged with our program. So, yes, girls or young women, if they're interested in the HVAC business, there are a wide variety of opportunities for them also. We'd love to see more in the program.
Well, that sounds really good. So here we are. We're here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking to Keenan Talent, and he, of course, is the interim program director. He is the instructor. Keenan, I understand we're going to talk about it when we come back, but you have 4 or 5 other instructors that work with you.
Absolutely. We have, I'll do them in order of age. Our oldest instructor is Mr. Alvin Cathcart. He's known in the community as, a lot of people call him Dickie. He has 40 years of sheet metal fabrication experience. He teaches our sheet metal class in the summer, both night and day. Then we have Mr. Wade Smith over at Cullum. He's the owner-operator at Cullum. He teaches 2 of our electrical courses in the evening. We have Mr. Mark Anderson of Abbeville. He was one of my honor graduates a few years back, and he teaches a wide variety of courses with us. And then we have...
When we come back, we're going to talk about some more of the instructors over there. So you keep it right here on WCRS. Hey, if you got a question for me, just give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. I tell you what, we got lots to talk about this afternoon. We're talking about the HVAC program out there at Piedmont Technical College right here on the Greenwood campus. I tell you what, we have Keenan Talent right here with us. He's the interim program director. He's also an instructor. And I think he's been a big impetus in having this program come together with the new 10,000 square foot facility. So, one thing you can always say about Piedmont Tech, they are always innovating, aren't they?
Absolutely, and we're very grateful that the vision that we had, Dr. Brooks picked it up, and obviously we couldn't do it without him, and there's a good team effort out there. Our facilities manager, our dean, there are a lot of folks that are working extremely hard to make this reality.
That's right. And that's, I think that's what makes for success when you do have a good team effort coming together and all people working for the same end. And who benefits out of that? Well, the students benefit the most, I think, out of this, having a great facility. And I understand, we're going to talk about first the professors, but I want to go back in a minute and I want to talk about how they're going to build this facility. It's very interesting. But, Keenan, you work with some other fantastic instructors out there, too. Let's go back and just go through the list again since we kind of cut it off and had to go to the news.
I think before the break we had mentioned four of our instructors, and then also we have Mr. Mark Lee. He was also one of my graduates from the early 2000s. He runs.
Did you recruit him?
I did not recruit him, but I had a heavy hand in training him. He teaches some of our morning and evening classes, and he's the owner-operator of Mark Lee's Heat and Cooling over in Abbeville.
Wow. So that's quite a good group with a lot of experience that are able to give hands-on. I think that's so important when you're dealing in a field like this. You can't really have somebody that just has book knowledge. You have to have somebody that's gotten their hands dirty and knows what they're talking about.
Absolutely. And we have, I think, on staff, in the neighborhood, we've figured up around 150 years of field experience. So we believe that we have an instructional staff that really in the state is second to none.
Well, when you're talking about building this 10,000 square foot facility, now it has started being built, correct?
That's correct. It's been renovated, yes.
Renovated,
ma'am.
Okay. And one of the things you were telling me was how I asked you when it's going to be completed. You couldn't give me a date, but what's kind of the timeline that you're looking at, and how is this project going to get finished?
Well, obviously, the contractors will complete the renovation. We don't know the exact date when that will be, but right now, we're tentatively, the students that are in the program, the new students that come in this fall, and our second-year students, they will be the ones that will install all the lab equipment, and they will build the lab. It's over 100 pieces of equipment to be installed, starting, we believe, in November and lasting on through until May of next year, which is really a once-in-a-generational type opportunity. It's very unique. I don't think anybody else in the country is going to have this kind of opportunity. Most places that I've checked on up north, when they build a lab of this magnitude, they usually have professional contractors come in and do all the work. We're going to do it completely with the students.
And why did you make that decision, Keenan?
Well, we made that decision because the building that we're actually in now, that we work out of now, the students built in 1975. And I think it's something that the students can gain some design experience. They can see how all the materials come together. They can go through and actually perform it. And, you know, some of them will go get a chance, particularly in the second year, to be team leaders. They'll get a chance to gain some management experience. And that's just a decision that was really made by all involved. We thought it was the best thing for the students. to have that experience, and it's something that I think very few people throughout the country will ever be able to say, I helped build a lab of that magnitude.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Now, how about as far as how did you come up with the design? I mean, I don't suppose there are a lot of programs like what you're building here in Greenwood.
Well, the building is unique in its shape and size, and the design itself was a team effort, primarily our facilities engineer and our facilities manager, and of course there was an architect involved, and I was able to have some input into to the process.
Yes.
But the design is really unique. It's not based on any other building or any other lab in any other place, and you know, we're not copying anybody. It's going to be an original.
But I expect you'll expect other people will want to copy what y'all have done when it's all said and done.
It's possible.
It's possible.
I think we have a very good layout, and it's going to be very conducive to excellent training.
Well, okay. All right. Well, this process is ongoing. But now I think one of the things we should talk about are the seats filled? Do you have any space available? If somebody has been listening to this and says, I should check this out, are they going to have the possibility to start? I guess August 24th is the next time Tech starts up.
Absolutely. There are opportunities available. Classes do start August 24th. And we have a variety of ways for new students to get into the program. They can go to the Tech webpage, which is www.ptc.edu. They can go to the Piedmont Technical College HVAC Technology Facebook page. I know that's a mouthful, but if you type in the search, you'll pick it up. We have links to online admissions, so a person can apply from their smartphone if they want to. They can apply from their tablet. They can apply from their home computer. They obviously can give me a call over at my office, 941-8473. And we can guide them through the admissions process and get them registered for fall courses. We're looking for not just only new students, but we've had students through the years that have completed part of the program, have gone on the field, and they would benefit by returning and finishing their education and being a part of this, you know, very extraordinary process we're going to have in the next year. So there's a lot of ways for them to make contact. And before we finish, I think we said we have an instant admissions day.
That is a tremendous program with that instant admissions. I talk about it all the time whenever one's coming up, because you can actually get admitted to Piedmont Tech in one day and start at, let's see, they start at 9 o'clock, I think, and go to 5. They figure it takes 2 or 3 hours, I think, to get through. And they can get you your financing, your placement. They can do everything in one day out there at Tech.
Absolutely. It's a very efficient process. It's on August the 11th. And beyond that, we also have our admissions, and also many of our instructors are available up until 7 o'clock in the evening. We just had our last day of class yesterday, and we're having our graduation tomorrow. And from now until time school starts, our instructors and our admission counselors are very readily available to help students get in and get their career started.
Now, what type of qualifications, what type of person is going to thrive in this?
I think we'll probably start from the baseline. In years past, a person could get into some of the industrial programs without a GED or high school diploma, but they would need a GED or high school diploma to get in. And if a person doesn't have that, we can also help them attain that. But a person that enjoys working with people, because regardless of whether you have a white-collar or a blue-collar job in this industry, you're going to be working with people. Sometimes people will be very happy to see you. Sometimes people will be unhappy when you get there and happy when you leave. But you will be continuously working with people to meet the demand of what they have.
That plus, I would think a really great interest in why things work would be important too.
Absolutely. You know, our industry encompasses mechanical, electrical, plumbing, sheet metal, controls, logic, a lot of applied math that is peculiar in particular to the work that we do.
Applied math. Oh, now you probably lost some people. You talked about that math word.
Well, it'd be the math that would pertain to what they're working on. So, you know, it's kind of thinking on your feet. You have to enjoy a challenge. You know, I have a son here in town that works in a local factory, and I think he enjoys his job a great deal, but I think a lot of what he does is a lot of the same routine over and over. And that was one thing that I couldn't do. I enjoyed the opportunity to see something different on almost a daily basis and the opportunity to continue to learn. You know, if you enjoy a challenge, mm-hmm. and you enjoy the opportunity, you know, some folks, you know, part of this industry obviously is being outdoors and yeah. working outdoors. If you want to be part of that, if you enjoy working outdoors, if you don't like being tied down to one spot, you know, month after month, year after year. For some folks, that's great. For some folks to come to us, they just enjoy meeting people, going from place to place, you know, solving problems, meeting challenges.
I know that in the beginning of the show, we talked a little bit about this, but how the HVAC industry applies to so many other industries, like you were talking about sales or hospitals. I mean, it's not always just the HVAC systems or working on homes, too.
Absolutely. Well, somebody has to make the equipment, and South Carolina is blessed to have a lot of factories that produce HVAC products. Arctic Chill and Newberry. We have refrigeration plants here in the upstate in Honeypath and in Spartanburg and Frigidaire's up in Anderson. We have, you know, carriers here. A lot of folks don't know that Scotsman Ice Machines, their main plant, is in Fairfax here in South Carolina. So there's a lot of opportunities to work in plants that manufacture it. Then somebody's got to ship it. Somebody has got to sell it. Somebody has to install it. Somebody has to service it. And when it wears out and it's time for a new one, the process starts all over again. So there's many people involved in bringing us our comfort.
And even if you're not directly working on it, this type of background would be very helpful, particularly like, let's say, in sales.
Absolutely. We give a very strong foundation knowledge, of not just beyond the service and the electrical end of it, but also, you know, the terminology. And we also teach heat load calculations. We also teach size and equipment. We also size estimating. So, you know, if a person wanted to get into sales, work for a supply house or a supplier or a manufacturer, and they could gain the knowledge and the practice that they needed to gain that type of employment.
That's right, and make themselves more valuable at the job they're working at with that
sure.
type of thing. Absolutely. Hey, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be taking it to the top of the hour. I am here today with Keenan Talent. He is the interim program director out there at Piedmont Tech for the HVAC technology program. We'll be right back.
They say every kiss begins with... But at Sharp Facets Gallery, every smooch... begins with Sharp Facets Gallery. Which do you want? A little kiss or a big smooch? I'll bet a big smooch. So shop Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, for rock bottom prices and smoochable results.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I hope I have got some wheels turning out there thinking about a great career. HVAC, I mean, as Keenan said in the very beginning of the program, you know, we don't think about it because we're so accustomed to the fact of the hot shower and then going to the refrigerator and getting a cold drink out of there. But think about how the world is when that's not working. And for those of us that have been through this summer and have had issues with heating and air conditioning particularly, whew, it makes a difference in our lives. So if you know a young person, or I guess, you know, it's not even a young person job, is it anymore?
I would say the average age of our student is about 32.
32?
We do get some students that come directly out of high school, and we have had people come to our program that were in their early 60s. So
is it a good career for somebody that's midstream and wants to make a change in their career?
Absolutely. If they were ever interested in it, a lot of people will come and tell us, I was interested in it when I was young, and I wish I had done it when I was young. I wish I had done this earlier. And then when they get into it and they're successful at it, they come back to us and tell us how much they enjoy it. They enjoy all the processes of it, and they enjoy the people part of it. And it's a continuous learning experience. And like we said before, the ability to earn is really unlimited.
So as we look at new careers going forth, this could be an excellent career path. So why not check it out? Now, you have you have information on your website, Piedmont Tech website.
Yes, ma'am. It's we have a department page within the website. If they go to the webpage, they can just do a quick search for HVAC, and they'll pick up our webpage. I think we had mentioned earlier, we have a really great Facebook page that has pictures.
It's only because he's doing the Facebook page, folks. That's
it. I am the author. But it has pictures and videos, and it has technical articles. It also has dates, times, and places of events that we have. And we encourage all the peoples in the industry in our seven-county region to keep an eye on that Facebook page. We have manufacturers' trainings that anybody can attend. And we also have cookouts and socials that anybody can attend. And we tell our students, but we also publish it on the Facebook page. So if you want a free meal, you can come down and eat with us. We've had steaks, and last year we had a Low Country Bowl, and pictures of that are on the Facebook page also. But if you keep your ear to the track, so to speak, and look at the Facebook page, give us a like. Mm-hmm. You can see when we're having these events, a lot of them are free, open to the general public. They're obviously opportunity to have continuing education for the region, but it's also an opportunity for them to see our program, and hopefully they'll become interested and want to, become part of our program and take advantage of the networking that we have, the education and training opportunities.
Absolutely. So that's HVAC, and what's the Facebook page called?
It's called Piedmont Technical College HVAC Technology. I know that's a mouthful, but if you type that into the search box in Facebook, it'll come right up.
Okay. Well, make sure you check that out, because this could be the career that, you were fortunate. I'm just going to say that you were fortunate that you were down there in Charleston and you had an older man that needed some help, that you were able to get that spark. But it's not very often that kids today have that opportunity, is it?
Well, I'm not sure, but I will say this. If they'll come and see us, we'll show them some things I think that will catch their interest. We have some things that are just superior as far. We have one trainer that was recently purchased for us by our Genesis grant, $45,000 worth of supermarket rack training. And those jobs, they start out in the mid-high 40s and go on into the 70s, and the management of that is in the six-digit range. So we have some very unique training opportunities. And if somebody would just take a few minutes, give us a call, we can bring them in, we can show them what's going on. And most people that see what we have in motion are very interested in getting started.
All right. So, see, this is, you can have a personal tour, I guess we could say, right?
Yes, ma'am. You can get a tour at orientation. We'll show you all our facilities, and we'll even show you where the new facility is and what our plans are, and just really try to get folks motivated to come out and learn and engage.
All right. Well, these are some of the things that you can do. Piedmont Tech, I think whether it's the HVAC or it's any of the other departments out there, they work really hard on making sure that students really have the opportunity to learn. I understand you have to track them 5 years after they've left just to make sure that they're doing okay. But how about when they're there in the school? I guess there's a lot of hands-on, one-on-one if necessary.
There is. We're very project-driven. There is an academic portion, to the course. A lot of that is done outside of class time. We have an instructional delivery system that allows them to take a lot of their tests and quizzes and studies online from home if they so desire. And then we have plenty of opportunities for them to use the classrooms and the computer facilities at the college. But yes, most of it is hands-on, the instructor leaning over your shoulder and teaching you one-on-one how to perform the tasks.
It doesn't get any better than that, folks. And in today's world, being able to do an industrial-type job really seems to be where we're going. Don't forget, coming up on August 11th, that is basically 7 and 5. That's a week away, I guess, over a week, yes. So
Next Tuesday
from 9 to 5 out there at Piedmont Tech. You do need to bring either your high school diploma, GED, any courses. I think I'm doing this from memory. Any courses that you've transfer?
Yes. As much information as it can bring is fine, but the transcripts can be transferred electronically in most cases. But if they have that information readily available, it will expedite the process. Yes, ma'am.
And I think then there's something about your taxes. If you're on your parents' taxes, that's one thing. But if you are on your own, then you need to bring a copy of your 2014. Yes.
2014 tax return. Yes, ma'am. And our financial aid folks can help you get through that. I've often heard people say, well, I've already got a bachelor's degree, so I can't get any help. Well, that's not true, because whether you're a prince or a pauper, you can use the lottery assistance in South Carolina. You just got to do the FAFSA and get your paperwork turned in. And even if you got plenty of money, or if you don't have a nickel to your name, the lottery will take care, in general, about 60%, depending on which county you're in. Then once you get into the program, we have scholarships within the program that can help you make ends meet for if you have any leftover bills from a tuition or books. So there are a lot of good opportunities to come out there and have a lot of your expenses paid.
That's great. Now, do you have to be full-time or can you go part-time?
Okay, we have a night and a day program both, and you can come part-time or you can come full-time. We have, I would say, probably about a third of our folks decide that they're working, and they're going to take their time in finishing their degree. And, it wouldn't be unusual to come out there part-time and take a longer period of time to complete your degree.
Absolutely. Well, these are some of the things that are available out there. Keenan, if you could give out your telephone number out there, somebody can write down that phone number and give you a call.
Okay, my office number is 864-941-8473. And my personal cell is published all over the college. So my personal cell, if you can't reach me in my office, is 864-910-2517.
Okay. So I guess you are pumped up and ready for another season here, huh?
Absolutely. We're really excited.
Real excited. And you have some room in this department, so people can apply and start on the 24th.
Absolutely.
All right. Listen, you have been listening, of course, to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Keenan Talent, thank you so much for your service to our country, and thank you so much for coming out this afternoon and talking about another career possibility for those in need of a change.
Thank you for the opportunity, and we look forward to seeing as many folks as we can out there.
All right. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.